Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, February 3rd, 2010, former teen star Leif Garrett, who shot to fame at the age of 15 with his 1970 single, I Was Made for Dancin', is arrested at an L.A. train station on suspicion of possession of a controlled substance. He later pleaded guilty and entered a drug rehab program. On this day in 2007, Wayne Fontana, of Game of Love fame, is arrested at his home in Glashop, Devonshire, England, and charged with arson with intent to endanger life. The 61-year-old, who was already set to appear in court in March on traffic offenses, is accused of pouring gasoline over a bailiff's car and setting it on fire. The following November, he would be sentenced to 11 months in jail, but was allowed to walk free from court immediately after already serving the equivalent of his term while held under the Mental Health Act. On this day in 2004, Gene Hughes, who sang lead vocal with the one-hit wonder group The Casinos with the song Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye in 1967, dies in Nashville at the age of 67. He had been injured in a car crash and suffered several setbacks during his recovery. On this day in 2002, Paul McCartney and Barry Manilow sing at a pregame concert before Super Bowl 36 in New Orleans. U2 provided the halftime entertainment. On this day in 1979, a sold-out concert at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa, is held commemorating the 20th anniversary of the crash that killed Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper. Wolfman Jack hosts the show, which featured performances by Del Shannon, The Drifters, and Jimmy Clanton. On this day in 1978, Harry Chapin meets with U.S. President Jimmy Carter, and the pair announced the creation of the Presidential Commission on Domestic and International Hunger and Malnutrition. On this day, February 3rd, 1958, a song that was originally an instrumental warm-up for the group playing it enters the Billboard chart on its way to number 3, after what some would consider silly lyrics added to the music. Who's the group? What's this silly hit? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, February 3rd, 1958, a song that took only 20 minutes to record enters the Billboard chart on its way to number 3. It was originally meant to be an instrumental, but after silly lyrics were added, a hit was born. Here are the Royal Teens and Short Shorts.
Man, dig that crazy chick.